Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, we're 2 weeks out from the draft here. I thought we'd do a little mock drafting. I'm going to use Pro Football Focus's drafter today.
Okay.
But let's go a little more public with, let's go fully public with their board.
Okay. Yeah. Alter it up a little bit. Yeah. Now, Steelers likely will have one pick and will be on the clock.
I'm going to go middle of the road with care for positional value.
Okay.
A little bit higher than that in drafting for needs. So that's about 60%. And we're going to get this thing started.
I like it. Here we go.
Here we go.
Trades are in play, right?
Trades are in play. Yeah. So the top 16 picks, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Anthony Richardson, Jalen Carter, Tyree Wilson, Paris Johnson, Will Levis, Devin Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Broderick Jones, Lucas Van Ness, Miles Murphy, Nolan Smith, Peter Skoronski.
Can't say I'm shocked by any of that.
No, that sounds pretty chalky.
Yeah, yeah.
So that leaves us. First of all, we have seven.
We're going to have an interesting conversation.
We have seven trade offers. But the highest trade offer that we've got is to go down to 29.
That's like the earliest we'd pick.
Yeah.
So they're all a bunch of second rounders and stuff.
Yeah, it's all teams 33, 38, 46, 40. All teams that have already made picks for the most part. We're not interested in doing that.
I say, if you're interested in scrapping all those, I'm fine with it. Especially because the last mock we did, we didn't have a first
round. We traded completely out of the first round, yeah.
But in the real world, I wouldn't hate going to 29 if you really made it worth my time.
Well, 29 is the Saints. So for the Saints to move up to from 29 to 17, right now the Saints have 29, 40, 71, 115, 146, 165, 227, and 257. I'm not even getting on the phone. I'm hanging the phone up if they're not talking about giving me 29 and 40 and something else.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is it's 29, 40, and then like a fifth rounder where we don't have picks, you know?
Yeah.
At 29, you might get Brissett or Branch.
I'm just going to put it in there and see what this. So according to this, if we ask for 29 and 40 for 17, it has a 43% chance of being accepted. So I'm going to take that as a no. So I'm not interested in I'm not moving back 12 spots. And, you know, if I put 71 in there, well, there's a 100% chance it'll be, you know, accepted. Well, that's no.
Yeah.
I'm not moving back to when I still have guys on. I have guys on my board here that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So the players available, I'm not going to name some of the guys that we know. They're not taking Quentin Johnston. They're not taking Kalijah Kancey. They're not taking Dalton Kincaid.
Right.
Deontay Banks is there. Brian Branch is there. Joey Porter is there. Darnell Wright, Brian Brissett, Anton Harrison, Will McDonald, Bijan Robinson, Michael Mayer, Zay Flowers. Mayer, I just threw in there. I think he would actually fit what they do, but I just don't see them taking a tight end.
Right. So to speak for you for a second, I think you and I both have Porter over Banks.
Correct.
So, to me, it's three names we've talked about a ton. Brisset, Branch, Porter.
Yes.
Is the conversation. I mean, I could be convinced of any. I think when in my top 17, I'm pretty sure Porter's my highest of the group.
How about this? Why don't we give the Chargers a call?
Bijan's out there.
Bijan is out there. And see if they would like to at least entertain moving up.
Pick up a third or something in the
process. Because I don't mind moving back to 21 with what's still available there.
One of those names will still be there.
Yeah. So let's say if we go 21, we're not going to get 54 from them because we're calling them. No. That's how this works. We're calling them and we're only moving back four spots. Can we get 85? They're saying no. They won't do 21 for 17. They're not interested in trading the pick. We're drafting a player here then. Okay. That's how it works sometimes, folks. Teams, you can't force a team to trade. I mean, everybody says, you just trade back. Trade back in this situation.
Unless you want to call the Saints again.
Yeah, it takes two. And I'm not interested in moving back to 29. Okay. I really don't. No, I don't want to go back to 29.
Without the 40 pick, which would have been nice.
Yeah.
I say we take Porter, but I'm not against Brisset or Branch.
Okay, we'll take. Do we then think about trading up with that pick 32?
For one of those two? Especially Brisset?
I'm going to slow this down a little bit here just so we can see some of the picks as they come off.
Okay.
We'll take Porter because we really haven't done that all that much.
No, I say that's
– it's just so chalky. I can't bring myself to do it.
You and I rarely do it.
Yeah, and a lot of times he's not available. But we'll take Porter. All right. The next pick for the Lions is Darnell Wright. Hendon Hooker goes to Tampa Bay. The Seahawks take Zay Flowers. The Chargers take Deontay Banks. The Ravens take Quentin Johnston. The Vikings take Michael Mayer. Okay. At 24, the Jaguars are on the clock. Brisset is still out there.
Brisset and Branch.
Brisset and Branch are out there.
I don't know if we can go D-back, though.
That's the thing. So if we're trading up, we're trading up to get Brisset.
Yes, I agree.
But what would the cost be? Well, I'm gonna just look at this. 32 and 80 would get it done. We actually could probably get them to throw something else in.
Could we go 32, 80, and a seventh for this pick and a fifth?
How about this? So according to this, they'll accept. There's a 57% chance that they'll do this. 24 and 88 for 32 and 80.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if we could get them to accept, I'm gonna offer it. We're not losing any picks. We're just moving back and moving up in the first, moving back in the third round.
That's an easy one to me.
They accepted it.
All right.
So okay, that's the thing. If we don't lose any picks, I'm fine with it.
You're still bringing the same number of rookies.
Yeah. So if we can now get Brisset, you want Brisset over Branch? And we might. Yeah, I think so.
Because we have a D-back in the hopper.
Right. Okay. So Brisset is the pick then at 24. I'd feel really good about that.
That's a really nice thing to build.
Branch was the next pick then to the Giants, by the way. All right. I'm going to speed this thing back up here so we can.
All right. We got a while yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we get down to 49, but we got two high quality picks and we're back on the clock. We have four trade offers here. The top guys available: DeJuan Jones, Tanner McKee, Deion Henley, Josh Downs, Sam Laporta, Nathaniel Dell, Tyreek Stevenson, Steve Avila, Luke Whipler, Luke Musgrave, Julius Brents, Joe Tippmann, Matthew Bergeron, Keanu Benton, Garrett Williams, Nick Herbig, Travis Hodges-Tomlinson, Zach Charbonnet, Andre Carter, Isaiah Foskey, Ika. I mean, there's some nice players there.
Yeah. I wrote down five names, and I maybe even missed someone. You were kind of talking quick. So I wouldn't hesitate to move down to 60 even, you know, high 50s. Yeah.
I just want to look at that, the safeties real quick here. Who's available at that safety position? We've talked a lot about that in the last couple of days.
I bet everybody but Branch, or maybe Antonio Johnson. Who I'm
Antonio with. Johnson, Anthony Johnson, Jordan Battle, Jamie Robinson, Sidney Brown, Ronnie Hickman, J.L. Skinner, Jair Brown, Christopher Smith, Daniel Scott. I think they list...
The Illinois dude...
I think they list him as maybe as a corner. Let me see here. Tyreek Stevenson, Julius Brents, Garrett Wilson, DJ Turner, Clark Phillips, Jalen Jones. Yeah, they list him. They list Jartavius Martin as a corner, which kind of tells you a lot about Jartavius Martin, by the way.
Right. It's kind of like Branch.
Yeah.
I would certainly entertain trade down options here.
Let's see who's on the phone. The Eagles are on the phone. Their next pick is 62.
I can live with that.
They got 62, 94, 219, 248.
I think we could get a nice haul from them to go to 62.
The Broncos are on the phone with 67, the Rams at 69, and the Patriots at 76.
Let's chat with the Eagles.
Yeah, let's see. So 62 for sure for 49. We got to get 94 because we're moving back. We're moving back 13 spots. They would do that straight up. It's 100% chance that would be accepted. Let's see if we can.
What if we throw in a 7 and they throw in a 5?
We can get next year's 4th.
I'm fine with that.
There's an 81% chance that'll be accepted.
I think we do it. It's going to be a late 4th probably, but it's still.
That's all right.
Round pick, you know.
Yeah. Again, it's you know, fodder for next year.
Mm-hmm.
They accepted it.
Okay. Who'd they take? Did they?
The Eagles took DeJuan Jones.
Okay. That adds up.
Yeah. We are up now at 62. Tanner McKee, Deion Henley, Tulia Tupelotu, Sam Laporta, Nathaniel Dell, Luke Whipler, Luke Musgrave, Julius Brents, Garrett Williams, Nick Herbig, Travius Hodges Tomlinson, Zach Charbonnet, Andre Carter, Ika, Antonio Johnson, Anthony Johnson, Chandler Zavala. I got a guy here I kind of like. Give based on what we've already taken, based on what we've already done.
Okay.
I kind of like Nick Herbig there.
Ooh. See, the names I had when we were on the clock before the trade were DeJuan Jones, Bergeron. Apparently, both those dudes are gone.
Those guys are gone.
Downs. I think he's gone.
He's gone.
You know my tight end love affair. Laporta and Musgrave are interesting to me. I also don't think it's too early to take Martin, who is kind of the Branch pick. I would take Martin over Herbig.
Martin. Why am I blanking?
Davis on Martin? Martin, the Illinois safety corner we were talking about. They have him listed as a corner.
Yeah. I just think you're killing. We got another. We got 62 and 88 here coming up. 88, 62, 88, 94. I think that safety slash corner market.
I bet Martin will be there.
Those guys haven't even been touched.
Yeah. And I think a tight end will be. I bet Laporta or Musgrave will be there.
Whereas if I start looking at the edge slash linebackers, you know, Herbig is there. Andre Carter doesn't interest me. Isaiah McGuire is there. Carl Brooks, Derek Hall, KJ Henry, Byron Young, Fajoko, Colby Wooden. I mean, some of those guys. But I think Herbig can play both spots.
I do, too. I'm actually more confident that he can than Nolan Smith and some of the others we've talked about.
So I think he fills two needs.
I'm fine with it.
Let's take him.
Yeah.
Plus his brother's on the team. They can room together.
Oh, they'll be buddies.
I'll bet you at 88 we're going to like one of these slots. And we are back up here.
Shatavis Martin would be hard for me to pass on here.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. Let's see if he's still there. I forgot they list him under cornerbacks.
Yeah.
He is still there.
I mean, that'd be 4 defensive picks in a row.
Well, that's all right.
I love the tight
Darius
end.
Darius Rush is there too, by the way. Corey Trice is there. I mean, that's just the thing about this defensive backs draft.
I don't think it's unrealistic either.
No, I don't think so either. Eli Ricks is there. Riley Moss is there. Caillou Blue Kelly, Jacorian Bennett. I mean, there's a bunch of guys there that I like, but I think Jartavius Martin
completes your defense. I mean,
he completes your defense. Yeah.
I won't fight you on it. I've brought his name up time and time again here the last couple minutes. But I'm just curious who the wideouts are. Is there a Mingo? I think I heard Tillman's name's gone.
So the wideout's still available. Nathaniel Dell, Michael Wilson, A.T. Perry, Tyler Scott, Jaden Reed, Trey Palmer, Parker Washington, Jalen Marino Cropper, Bryce Ford Wheaton, Xavier Hutchinson, Charlie Jones. I mean, these are guys that...
Oh, yeah. It's fine. It's not blowing my doors off.
We got 88, 94, 120 coming up here.
And the three names I wrote down at receiver were Scott, Reed, and Wilson. I bet one of them's there at 88, though.
I have Martin way ahead of those guys.
Let's take Martin, yeah.
Yeah, I got him way ahead of those guys.
Me too.
All right, Jartavius Martin is the pick at 88. We're back up at 94. Now we can go look at that receiver position. Nathaniel Dell, Michael Wilson, Tyler Scott, Jaden Reed.
Those were the three I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a Schoonmaker or a Laporta, I would be interested. A tackle prospect. I mean, I think this has to be offense.
Yeah, it has. You're right. You're right. The rest of the draft might be offense. At tackle, it's Nick Salvadori's there.
Ooh.
Saldivari, yeah. Carter Warren out of Pitt.
I like him too.
Jordan McFadden out of Clemson. Haseem Richards is still there.
I think Salvadori is hard to pass up.
Okay, we can take him.
Yeah.
We got another pick coming up, 120. We hopefully can get a wide receiver there. And I think we will.
Look at somebody, maybe not the three we like the best there, but there'll be somebody that's, you know.
Pretty good, yeah. Okay, so we are back up again. How about this? Nathaniel Dell is still available.
I never want him, but it's late and he's electric.
The only thing is he's tiny, and we already got Austin. Bryce Ford Wheaton is still there.
You said he was a visit guy, right?
He's the guy that they brought in for a visit, big body receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Scott is still available.
I like Tyler Scott. I mean, I know he's not huge either, but
5'10", 177. He's bigger than Nathaniel Dell.
Yeah. I mean, Dell's a tiny, tiny person, but
he's really little. 5'8", 165. I mean, that's who a Calvin Austin is.
Yeah.
Like Tyler Scott, you know.
I mean, I'm looking at the beast right now. He is the 7th ranked receiver on that list with a 2nd round grade, Tyler Scott.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.37.
he's a bigger version of Calvin Austin.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he has him ranked ahead of Tillman and Mims and, you know, I mean, Mingo. This team needs explosive plays.
Yeah. He's 21. He's a former running back too. So, you know, I think there's some toughness there.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's take Tyler Scott.
Yes. I'd be thrilled to take him this late.
Okay. It's Tyler Scott of this. And so that leaves us,
what,
we got one pick left at 234. Quarterback.
Okay. Probably. I always think about running backs here too, just because it's so deep. There'll be a 5th round running back available.
I could sign one of those though.
Oh yeah.
Quarterbacks, I'd have to sign 2.
True.
And that might be more difficult, especially with that's the thing when they took the quarterback last year in the 7th round. If you're a rookie undrafted quarterback, the team signed a quarterback in free agency on the first day of free agency and drafted one in the first round. Are you signing with that team?
I'd rather sign with the Bills or Chiefs.
Yeah. You're not going to get a chance there.
No. I remember when we talked about this a few times. I think the Steelers were the least attractive landing spot for an undrafted free agent in the whole league.
Yeah, without a doubt. Interesting names available at the quarterback position.
Good.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Oh, I wouldn't hesitate. That'd be great.
Clayton Tune.
Ooh, I'm fine with that.
Stetson Bennett.
Okay.
Which one of those guys? Those are the three. Jake Haner from Fresno State's also available there.
So I'd consider him. I'd consider Bagent.
Bagent is still available. Max Dugan is still available. Those are basically your six draftable quarterbacks that they have listed here?
I don't have a preference. I think if any of them hit as a, not a future Hall of Famer or the next Purdy or Brady or whatever, but I do think Dorian Thompson Robinson has a little more upside than some of those other guys. But Toon was in for a visit.
Toon is the one who's most like Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
In terms of his size, he's a little more mobile than I think people thought he was.
He ran a 4.64.
Yeah, I mean, he's the most guy. He's the guy who Dorian Thompson Robinson is I think, you know, more athletic than Clayton Toon, but he's also smaller.
He is smaller.
Whereas Toon's more of a pocket passer who can run.
Like, if it's Stevens, they take Thompson Robinson.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But if I'm looking for a guy who's my future, you know, a backup for the next four seasons for Kenny Pickett, I think Toon is that guy.
The fact that he was in for a visit, too, is a huge tiebreaker in his favor to me.
Yeah, let's take him. That'll be an A at this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Getting a quarterback that late.
I bet we did really well in this draft, by the way.
This is one of my favorites we've done.
I bet we scored really well. We were aggressive. We made a couple of moves. We traded up. We traded down.
Defense is thrilled.
We got defense. We got offense. Yeah.
I mean, four picks. The first four picks were defense.
So we get an A for Joey Porter.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one.
A B for Brian Brisset.
Nice. We didn't give up much to do that either.
How about we get a C plus for our trade up, where all we gave up was moving back eight spots in round three. How is that a C plus?
I almost felt bad about doing it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's so unrealistic. I can't imagine it happens. We get a C plus for that.
It's like, you know, convincing your little sister to make a trade.
We get a D plus for Nick Herbig at 62.
Yeah. I mean, they must be low on him. I mean,
they got him at number 58 on their big board.
And we got him at 62.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't get that at all. Our other trade where we traded back, where we got 62, 94, and next year's fourth round pick from the Eagles, 49 and 241, got a B.
I forgot all about the fourth.
Yeah. Jartavius Martin was a B plus.
That's a great pick there.
I love it.
He's Nick Salva different than Porter.
Yeah. Nick Saldivari was a D.
Wow. I don't think that's I have him ranked. I don't think Salvadori gets out of day two.
Tyler Scott was a C.
I don't agree with that.
In round four. And then Clayton Toon in round seven was an A plus.
I thought we get an A plus. I would take this draft right now.
We got a B plus overall. So I'll take that grade. I'll take the players.
Yeah. You know, you really infused your defense, hopefully for years to come, without conceding much on offense. And you have a fourth round pick in the future years.
I mean, you come out of this, we got an outside cornerback of the future in Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
We got a potential Cam Hayward replacement in Brisset.
Right. Who we were considering with the Porter pick.
Right. We got Nick Herbig at the end of round two, who kills two birds with one stone. Maybe he's our starting inside backer next year. But in the meantime, he's going to rush the passer for me sometimes on passing downs this year.
He's going to be a great special
team. And I could come up – he's going to be great on special teams. And I could probably come up with a package where I put him on the field with Watt. Right now. We got our nickel corner slash maybe future starting safety in Jartavius Martin.
Who's a lot like KZ and Minka in terms of way he plays and what he does.
A developmental tackle at 94 in Saldivari.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't see him all year, but who knows.
Tyler Scott, and then Clayton Toon.
Yeah.
What's not to like about that draft?
I think Scott's a steal that late.
Yeah, absolutely. Good C for that.
Play guy, right. I mean, you wish he was bigger, but that's why you got him.
Okay. I'll go sign a bigger receiver. You know, if I'm not.
Right. No, I like it quite a bit.
And he'll fit the offense.
Oh, yeah.
I'll run him on sweeps and things of that nature. And okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, him and Austin are going to be similar, but they're both unbelievably fast.
I just don't know if you can count on Austin at this point.
count on is a big word, right?
Right. I mean, I don't want to come out of this draft without any receiving help.
Right. And I think it's telling, it's not a knock on Austin, but I think it's telling that they signed Miller as quickly as they did.
Right. You want to have some a veteran fallback option. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You can't just assume Austin's a star all of a sudden.
Yeah. So I'm very happy with that draft, but you know, I'm high on Jartavius Martin. I'm pretty high on Nick Herbig. I think
Herbig a little more than I do.
I think it's, you know, if he's Chad Brown.
Oh, well, that's a home run. Chad Brown's a really good player.
Yeah. I think he could be Chad Brown.
Okay.
The guy that can play inside. If we got to kick him outside, he goes out and gets 10 sacks.
I don't like him that much.
I think
Chad Brown was a heavy player.
I understand that. I understand. But I think he can play inside, and I think he could be your number three edge guy.
I think in terms of usage, he could be Chad Brown. If he's as talented and as good as Chad Brown, wow. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, he would play for you immediately and do a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I don't dislike that one at all. That's going to do it for the show today. If you missed any of our show today, you can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcasts, shows such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Moats, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast. For my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We'll see you next week. We'll only be a week away from the draft next week. How about that? Crazy. And, of course, you'll be able to hear all the draft coverage. Matt and I will be involved with all of that, as will Mike Brasuda, Jerry Dulac, Max Starks. I mean, cast a thousand. Tom Opperman, Wes Euler. We got everybody coming in. Right. Everybody's working shifts in this thing. Matt's the only one that's there for the entire thing. I'll be doing a lot of shifts, but not quite as many as Matt. But we'll have a lot of fun with that.
I'll be working shifts. It's just none of my shifts involve not being on the air.
Well, partner, we'll talk next week. We want to thank everybody for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.